Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach, and each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called Most Common Success Traps. Let's dive in. Here's a startling statistic. 73% of promising side hustles fail within 6 months. And here's what might surprise you. It's not because of lack of motivation or bad ideas. It's because of a counterintuitive productivity mistake that makes you feel incredibly busy while actually moving backwards. Let me explain what I call the hidden productivity trap through three core insights that could transform how you approach your side hustle. First, there's what I call the more tasks illusion. Research shows that entrepreneurs who track 15 or more daily tasks are 40% less likely to hit their revenue goals. Think about that for a moment. Your brain mistakes task completion for actual progress toward business outcomes. The most successful side hustlers I work with focus on 3 to 5 revenue-driving activities maximum. They understand that crossing items off a list isn't the same as moving the needle forward. Second, let's talk about energy windows versus time blocks. Stanford research reveals that peak cognitive performance happens in 90-minute cycles, not the hourly blocks most of us schedule. When you align your hardest business decisions with your natural energy peaks, everything changes. Save those low-energy periods for admin tasks, not strategy or creative work that requires your best thinking. Third, and this is the big one, the shiny object success trap. The most common mistake I see happens when current projects show promise and entrepreneurs add new ones. Here's the truth. Successful entrepreneurs say no to 90% of opportunities that aren't core to their main hustle. Revenue growth comes from depth, not breadth, especially in the early stages. Let me share a story that illustrates this perfectly. My friend Sarah started a social media consulting side hustle with 2 clients, making a solid $800 per month. When clients started asking for website design, email marketing, and SEO services, she said yes to everything. Within months, she went from profitable focus to overwhelming chaos, 12-hour days, declining quality, and clients leaving. Then she made a pivotal decision. She dropped everything except social media strategy and raised her rates by 50%. The result? Same time investment, but $2,400 per month within 3 months by going deeper, not wider. Here's your actionable takeaway for this week. Audit your current side hustle activities using what I call the revenue impact scale. List everything you're doing and rate each activity 1 to 10 on direct revenue impact. Be ruthless. Eliminate or delegate anything below a 7. Then batch your remaining high impact activities into those 90-minute energy windows we discussed. Finally, track one key metric daily that directly measures business progress. Not just task completion. Remember this, your side hustle isn't about proving you can do everything. It's about proving you can do the right things exceptionally well while still having a life. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.